Chris, Disc 3.
Chapter 11. Dawn was scarce an hour old when Sagax was wakened by an enormous belch and the sound of Scarum's voice.
Whoops! I say, excuse me.
The noise woke Kruver also, and being closest, he dived upon the gluttonous hare, who was in the process of raiding their food supplies. Sagax helped the sea otter to restrain Scarum, managing to get him in a headlock, whilst Kruver grabbed the hare's paws and shook them roughly.
Let go of those vittles, you long-eared bandit! We thought you were seasick and had sore teeth!
As Scarum strained to reach his mouth with a honeyed oatcake, Kruver knocked it from his grasp. The ever-hungry hare protested volubly.
They're off me, you rotters! Can't you see I'm jolly well again? Ain't a chap allowed to make a recovery with some belly dignity, what? Release my starving young body, I say!
Sagax kicked the ration packs out of Scarum's reach. Then he and Kruver got the culprit down and sat on him. The young badger looked at the slack knapsacks with horror.
You thieving, flop-eared food bag! Don't tell me you've eaten all those vittles while we were asleep!
Scarum became quite moody and self-righteous.
Serves you right for laughing at me. I mean, what's a chap to do, eh? I made a flipping miraculous recovery, no thanks to you two, snoring and wheezing there, after stuffing yourselves with skillion duff. So I came to the conclusion that I'd have to put myself on the road to recovery with just a measly nibble or two, so there.
Kruver was aghast at the amount of food the hare had bolted.
Measly nibble or two, just say? You great lolloping grub swiper! You've near eaten us out of keel and cabin!
Scarum stared up at them pleadingly.
I say, messmates, do you mind not sitting on me? It's making me feel quite ill again, what?
They released him. Kruver went back and unlashed the tiller, taking up his position as steers beast. Sagax repacked scraps of food into the depleted packs, while Scarum sat in the bow, sulking as his badger friend tried remonstrating with him.
Really, Scarum, you make me ashamed to be in your company. Fancy sitting up half the night stuffing yourself with the ship's supplies. You're not the only creature aboard. There's me and Kruver too, you know. Well, what have you got to say for yourself, eh?
The hare nibbled crumbs from his paws moodily.
Don't know what you two are getting yourselves in such a blue funk about. There must be absolutely loads of scoff and scads of victuals over that way.
He gestured to starboard. Kruver looked perplexed.
Where?
Scarum pointed again, explaining his logic.
Over there, of course. That's where the land's supposed to be, ain't it?